Ciao! Kamusta tayo? Hey everyone, my name is Gail Arañego and I am your host for this podcast. Ciao! Kamusta tayo? As we are all adapting to the impact of this pandemic, I realize the healing power of this simple word, kamusta. I believe there is magic in the spirit of collectivity. There is a strong connection in tayo. Hindi ako, hindi ikaw, hindi sila, tayo. Because you know what? We've got this. So join me as we dive into more kamustahan, exploring how words can heal, encourage, and bring sunshine to each other's lives. Love and light, Carissimi miei. Ciao Carissimi miei, welcome back to Ciao Kamusta Tayo, the podcast season 2. I am your host, Gail Arañego. It seems surreal, but we are about to say our farewell to season 2. Sono emozionatissima, sono così felice. I'm so happy and I'm so grateful that I am finally closing another chapter of our kamustahan, which also means another chapter is about to begin. And like in season 1, there is no better way to bid a farewell than by saying thank you to all of my guest hosts that joined me on this kamustahan journey of season 2. And of course, a recap of all the lessons that they have shared with us. Also, I want to share my grateful heart with each and every one of you who's been listening, who's been giving me and this podcast a chance to brighten up your day, to discover more, or to learn more by listening to each and everyone's journey. Maraming, 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 maraming salamat sa yakap. As we do our recap this season, I will be sharing the things that struck me the most in every Kamusahan episode. I hope these things will also resonate with you. Let's dive into it. Episode 1 of Season 2 is about me answering questions from my sister. It's something like getting to know me more. Since the start of Season 2 is also the start of me inviting someone for an exchange of kamustahan. And I thought that for me to be able to show up more for my guest, it's better na ma-experience ko yung spot where I will be inviting them to sit. It's a deep dive kamustahan where I shared pieces of me. That's on episode 1 titled The Not So Fast Talk with Aliza Marie Arañego. The coming out journey is the title of episode 2, in which a very dear friend of mine, Ria Fandino, will take us through her coming out journey, where she talked about the challenges she had as she chose to love, embrace, and accept herself. The thing that struck me the most in this episode was when she shared something about fear. Let's hear it from her again.
Pag dumating yung araw na na-realize mo na kung sino ka, di ba? It's okay to be afraid of it. Sabi nga natin, it's a process. Hindi agad-agad yan.
Mm-mm.
It's a long, long journey. I mean, for me, it was a long journey. Kung sa iba, madali lang or naging short, good for them. Pero walang problema kung takot ka, kung hindi ka pa ready. Kailangan mo, mga listeners mo pare, na may mga problema na ganito, kailangan nilang maintindihan na fear isn't a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi porket alam mo na, kailangan mo isigaw. Take your time. Always remember, it's always you.
Mm-hmm.
You decide your own timing. When mm-hmm. you're ready, go for it. If you're not, stay where you are.
You walk on your own path,
your own,
right?
Yes, of yes. course. No one is forcing you.
Exactly.
Yun yung kailangan maintindihan. And yun yung naintindihan ko.
Thank you so much, my pare, Ria Fandino. Thank you for gracing us with your journey, with your braveness and boldness and courage and strength to coming back to yourself and sharing it to our episode 2 of the podcast. And keep in mind, you guys, that you are still you and it's fine to be afraid. Just remember that you're still you, returning to yourself. So, take your time and you walk on your own path. Our pod episode 3 took us into the Gears family journey as they deal with Lesch-Nyhan syndrome, a rare and genetic health condition with their hearts full of strength, hope, gratitude, faith, and most of all, love. I am truly blessed and honored to be able to share their journey as they magnify that whatever it is we are handling right now, we are not in it alone. The thing that struck me the most in this episode is when Tita Vivian shared about the things that she learned being a mom of Andre. Let's hear it from her again.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Talaga, ang laki ng tiwala ninyo sa amin. Sa amen. Akin.
Amen.
Amen. Talaga. Siguro, mas masasabi ko na mas nakilala ko pa yung sarili ko in a sense na naging mas malakas ako. Kami. Naging mas matapang ako. Kami.
As a family.
Oo. Tapos, naging mas united yung pamilya namin dahil, syempre, kailangan magtulungan kay Andre kasi hindi kaya nang nag-iisa. Tapos, siguro sabi lang ni Lord, ay akong bahala sa inyo, huwag kayong mag-alaala. Laging yun, inang pinaniniwalaan namin na lahat ay in control. Lahat ay God is in control. Kaya, kumbaga, sabi ko, Lord, bahala na ho kayo. Kayo, alam kong lahat ay in control ninyo. Kaya, hindi kami nag-aalaala, eko. Ganun. Dahil, alam kong laging kaagapay namin si Lord.
Yung faith, no? Yung faith talaga. Solid. I love that, tita. Inspiring nun.
I realized through this Kamustahan episode that we are sometimes given tough situations not to break us, but to strengthen us. A massive thank you again, Tita Vivian, Tito Nilo, and Bebe Andre for joining me in this episode and sharing your journey with me. Maraming salamat sa yakap. Episode 4 is a tribute to a community that is very close to my heart. A little sharing on my part. When I was in 6th grade, I was bullied. And I thought for a long time that I didn't have the ability to contribute to anything since my voice had no impact. Through the years of my healing, I found ways to overcome this feeling. I guess when Tony Robbins said that life is happening for you, I really resonate with that. And being part of the Confil Big family, not only did I regain my voice here, but I also realized that it's just me who forgot to listen to them. I'm so thankful that by serving this community, I found that peace to listen to my own voice again. Thank you so much again to my Confil Big family who gave me their time to share their precious moments as a tribute to our community. Maraming salamat sa yakap. Remember when Robert Frost said in his famous poem, "The only way out is through." Episode 5, together with my special guest Mimi Pinyon Roque, we walk you through her journey of facing the impact of this pandemic and how, with a gratitude mindset, she got through it. And speaking of gratitude, the lesson that struck me the most in this Kamustahan is when Ate Mimi said, "Be a blessing to others." Let's hear it from her again.
Sa panahon ngayon, di naman natin alam yung mga mangyayari. Tapos nakita natin yung sa dami ng mga nawalan ng trabaho, ang daming walang pagkain, ang daming walang, parang mas mahalaga yung maging blessing tayo sa iba.
Amen to that. I love that.
Yung ganung ano, kasi parang since ako, sinasabi ko to dahil sa mga experience namin, ang dami namin pinagdaanan, ang dami namin, kumbaga, yung mga pagsubok, especially sa una, yung magkakalayo kami, kumbaga. Pero, thanks God kasi, buhay kami, okay kami, walang nangyaring, kumbaga, sa amin, walang nangyaring hindi maganda.
O walang nangyaring hindi nalampasan.
Oo, yun. Tapos, sa financial, nung na-hospital si tatay, dun kami, kumbaga, alam natin na kapag na-hospital sa Pilipinas,
Gastos.
Oo. pera. Talagang ano, pero thanks God kasi nga mayroon pa rin kaming na-provide na panggastos para doon, which is sa amin okay lang kaming gumastos kung may kahit nga magkautang-utang kami basta umukay lang.
Gumaling.
Oo, basta gumaling lang. So yun yung sinasabi ko na may kinakain tayo, mayroon tayong trabaho.
Okay, yung pakaramdam natin.
Okay, yung pakaramdam natin. Nakakakain tayo ng ilang beses sa isang araw. Hindi lang dalawa, hindi lang tatlo. Minsan nga, apat, lima pa eh. Nakutib-kutib pa ng ano, diba? Pero yung iba, hindi
yung hindi bukas, makakain. Hindi nila alam nung
yung iba, oo. Parang kung hanggat kaya nating makatulong, magbigay tayo ng maliit na bagay para sa atin, pero for sure malaking bagay para sa kanila. Yun, yung mga, be a blessing to other.
Yes.
Isa siguro yun sa mga bagay talaga na
realization. Sa ngayon.
Kasi hindi natin alam yung, ano.
Because we are all in this together, right? Mm-hmm. So parang, hindi na, ano, importante kung konti, madami, maliit, malaki, but are you willing to offer something? O kung ano man yung kaya mo i-offer for the others? Wow.
Yung parang, kasi kumbaga sa nangyayari sa atin ngayon, ewan nga, meron tayo ngayon, eh paano kung bukas hindi naman na natin yan magagamit? Bakit hindi natin i-share yung iba?
I love that, dun sa ate. Iba?
Gratitude is a form of returning love to God. And it's so comforting to know that if we have that willingness to share what we have to others, this is also a reflection of God's love. That's episode 5 titled A Journey Through the Pandemic with Ate Mimi Piñon Roque. Salamat ate sa iyong yakap. My sister Alisa Maria Reniego returns in episode 6 and 7 for our episode titled Our Sisterhood Journey in Italy. We discuss how our lives have changed over the years and how a new culture, language, and society help us find more about ourselves as we ride the waves of a new culture, language, and society. That sounds so redundant. Anyway, this is a kamustahan of how we discovered our flow and rhythm while discussing growth, transitions, and managing expectations, on how we obtain comfort and confidence as we found that sense of home just like the one we already had. We talk about a lot of things in these two episodes, but I think the part that struck me the most is about transitions because we had to deal with a lot of shifts in our daily lives. Of course, also due to the pandemic. And this is what we learned about transitions.
Ikaw ba, how did you manage yung transitions? Hindi lang ba sa nung from the Philippines to this? Parang in general na lahat ng transitions, no? Paano mo siya in-embrace? Paano mo siya minanage? Ganun.
Well, ano, hindi siya madali, pero hindi rin siya, hindi siya mahirap, pero hindi rin siya madali. Kumbaga, Filipina nga ako, sabi ko nga, 17 years old when I came here. So, 17 years ng buhay ko, yung, somehow, yung routine, culture, lahat, like, iba.
Society, yes.
Ano, piano-piano naman, you'll get used to whatever it is. You'll be able to adjust yourself. Willingly, of course. Kaya lang, ano, how do I manage? Wala akong specific na ano eh.
Ako na lang magtutugtong sa'yo kasi maganda na yung sinabi mo. Kasi very true yun. Siguro, ano na lang, when it comes to managing it, you take, yung parang sabi mo nga, piano-piano, very slowly.
One step at a time.
One day at a time.
Yeah.
Kasi, alam mo yun, ganun naman din talaga yung transition eh. Alam mo yung feeling ko nga, when it comes to, alam mo yun, what comes in my mind when it comes to transition is yung butterfly. Diba, nasa cocoon mo na siya.
It's a process. It's a process.
Like, everything I think mostly in life, no? It's a process. So, when it comes to transition, ganun din. You welcome it, you embrace it one day at a time.
It's a bagay.
Yep. Transition is a process too. A path we take one step at a time. A massive thank you again to my sister for joining me in these two episodes. Salamat sa yakap. A vessel of another life, a recipient of a very precious gift, a continuation of a purpose and a journey. Our kamustahan in episode 8 reminded me that the greatest gift one can receive is not simply an extension of life, but also the continuation of a purpose and the journey. This is the story of Jesse Palehon, a very vibrant and dear friend of mine, as he lived his life to the fullest before and after a kidney transplant. His journey is a long waiting journey of trusting the process and putting his faith and trust in God. This is what struck me the most in this Kamustahan episode. Let's hear it from him again.
Balikambal, kasi itong journey ng aking transplant, talagang revolve siya. Too many times na kailangan mag-trust ako and mag-rely dun sa plan ni God. Para sa akin. Kasi during pa lang nung pagdating ko sa Bijeva, nag-start na yung process actually ng pag-enlist sa akin dun sa sa recipients ng ng kidney or ng transplant. Pero naging madugo yung process kasi during the visits may mga na-discover pa sila na iba pang mga complications and everything. Tapos meron ding mga bagay, may mga pagkakataon na yung mediko ko ay hindi niya na po-provide yung kailangan ng mga doktor na pinagpapasahan niya sa akin. So bilang mag-isa akong pumupunta sa mga check-ups na yon, it was very stressing, pero still dahil nga yun yung pinagdadasal kasi ever since na lang ma-diagnose, pinagdadasal siya na dumating sa panahon nga na ma-receive yung blessing na yon. Nagpatuloy tayo and hanggang sa ayun na nga from Bijeva na-transfer to Bologna for personal reasons. And noong una talaga actually, Kambal, dahil dun sa process na naganap sa Bijeva, medyo naging traumatic.
Natakot ka na mag-try?
Natakot ako oo na mag-try. So for a while, hindi ako nagpalista. Pero na rin, siguro dahil na rin sa mga tao na kapaligid sa akin, prayers, tsaka mga advices, lalo na nga from the community.
Of course.
Nag-try ulit ako. And after ko mag-try, actually, parang after a few weeks lang, na-confirm sa akin na nasa list na ako. That was November 2019. And napatawag na nga ako for the first call. Parang ganun. Kasi parang pag tinawag ka, para kang mag-audition doon para doon sa kidney na available.
So meron
merong 5 or more na tao na magpe-present doon, lahat kayo i-ready, te-test yung blood niyo.
Si.
So kung sino yung mga pinaka
healthy
or ready for the transplant, sila yung sasala. Every time na mapapatawag, alam mo yun, yung kaba, yung tension, pero yung hope mo nandun.
Expectations din.
Expectations, yan. So, napakalaking trust talaga na kailangan ibigay dun sa naging process. And after siguro mga 5 or 6 calls, dumating na nga. And yung time na yon, although pandemic, nung sinabi ng doktor na, wala ka nang mahihiling na mas better pang kidney dito sa ibibigay sa'yo. And ikaw yung nasa number one dun sa list. Pag na-clear mo lahat yung blood testings or yung exams, eto na, yun na yun. Sa'yo na. So, kahit nasa gitna ng pandemic and may fear magkaroon ng mahawa ka sa loob ng ospital or what, binigay ko pa rin talaga yung trust. I prayed for it na before talaga ako mag-present sa ospital. na kung ano yung plans niya talaga sa akin, nilip ko lahat sa kanya. Parang sabi ko nga, feeling ko kung akin to, may plan ka pa na maging purpose ko in life. Kasi mm-hmm. before talagang live for the day. Mm-hmm. So, para talagang yung blessing after nun na na-survive ko yung transplant na yon at hanggang sa ma-confirm na tinanggap ng body ko yung mm-hmm. yung organ after the transplant. Sobra talaga. As in,
thank grabe, you, Lord.
Parang thank you, Lord, thank talaga. Lord,
no? Yun talaga.
Alam mo, hanggang ngayon, na-speechless ako na.
Of course. Yung feeling kasi na yun, overwhelming, yung parang alam mo lang talaga kung gaano ka ka-love ni God, no? From the moment na ma-diagnose ka of kidney failure. I know it's a rough road, pero yung guidance, no? Parang if you will be connecting the dots from the moment you were diagnosed till now, di ba? Parang the guidance
lahat ng,
is there.
Yes, mm-hmm. lahat ng nangyari in the middle, either good or bad.
Bad.
May ano siya eh, may connection siya, may reason, may purpose kung bakit nangyari yun.
Amen to that.
Sino makakapagsasabi na from the moment na na-diagnose ako, na nasa Palawan, Laguna ako, mm-hmm. na yung transplant, matatanggap ko siya dito sa Bologna. Di ba?
That long journey, no? And you never give up on hope. Because you know God will never give up on you. It's okay if you get tired and discouraged. But never lose hope. Never give up on hope. Because God never gives up on us. Thank you so much again, Kambal, Jassy Palehon, for sharing your journey with us. Salamat, salamat sa yakap. And that's it for today's episode, my dears. We'll be doing the rest of our recap on our next episode. I'll catch you on the next one. As always, wear a mask, keep safe, and I'm praying for you. Love and light, as always, Karisimimiei.